We begin the current daf Masechta Shavuos daf Chav Gimel. Begin 12 lines down from the top of the Yamud, where the Gemara continues in discussion from the previous daf, where there was a teaching sit over in the name of Shmuel that Shti is b'chal chila. When there's a pasuk or based on logic, when someone says that I take an oath I'm not going to eat and then he drinks, he violates and he's liable for that oath. Says the Gemara, which was why we introduced the teaching of Shmuel, and says Amar Rav, he says, Afanan namitanina, that we also learned this in our Mishnah, this halacha concept, that shti is b'chal achila, that drinking is included in the description of eating. Because our Mishnah said, if someone swears, and that was the opening halacha of our Mishnah, shvush la'eichel, he swears, I'm not going to eat. V'achel v'shas, and he eats and he drinks, says the Mishnah, in the chayav al-achas. They're only liable for one set of lashes, for one violation of the Isra of Shul. Now, says Rava, if you say that generally drinking is included in the prohibition of eating, that's what the Tana had to teach us. In this case, the in the chayav al-achas, only reliable for one, because, yes, drinking is included in eating, but since it was on one lapse of awareness, like eating and eating, which that's what drinking is, so therefore you're only reliable for one. But if you say that drinking is not included in eating, so when he says, I swear I'm not going to eat, drinking is not included. So when he says, when he says, I swear I'm not going to eat, and let's say he goes and he eats and he also does a malacha, would we have to tell you, oh, you know, he's only liable for one violation, for the eating, not for doing the work? Of course not. I say, I'm not going to eat. What if you're doing work? If you say drinking is not included in eating, so of course you only chayav achas and not in the drinking. Obviously, it's because drinking is included in eating. So you would think you'd be chayav for two, for the eating and the drinking. That's what we say. No, since it was only one comprehensive oath, including eating and drinking, so when you eat and drink, it's like eating and eating, and therefore you're only chayav al achas. But you see, like Shmuel's halacha, the shti is b'chalal achila. And that asks the Gemara, Amalei Abayi, he says, what? Ilamai. So then if that's the case, like you're saying, that shti b'chal achila, you want to prove from our Mishnah that the Tana holds that drink is included in eating, then aim a sefer. Let's see later on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, shvush la'ichel v'shloi eshta. Then the Mishnah contrasts and says, let's say he swears, I swear I'm not going to eat and I'm not going to drink. V'achel v'shas, and he eats and he drinks. Oh, then chayiv shtayim. Since you specified, then you be chayiv on both of them, on the eating and the drinking. On that as Abaya, but Kimen the Amash La'echel, once he already said it, before he says, I'm not going to drink, when he already said, I swear I'm not going to eat, it's a Le'bishtiyah. You're saying drink is included in the oath of eating. So he really became forbidden to drink just by saying, I swear I'm not going to eat. So Ki Amash La'eshta, when he says, and I'm not going to drink, Amai Chai, why is he liable for a second lav of the drinking? Ilo Amar Shle'eshta Trezimni. Let's imagine a guy swears, I swear I'm not going to drink. And then again he says, I swear I'm not going to drink. Mima Chayiv Tarti, would it be Chayiv too? No, because your Shavu is not Chal on the Shavu. So why, if he says, I swear I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink, are you liable a separate one for the drinking? But the drinking, you're saying, is already included in the eating. So it's like he swore, I'm not going to drink. And then if you say another one, I swear I'm not going to drink, you're not Chayiv too. So why is then you Chayiv too? Obviously, says Abaya, because drinking is not included in the eating. So when you say you swear you're not going to eat and you're not going to drink, there's for eating and there's for drinking. So why is it that, according to the way you're describing your Yechayiv too? So Amalei, so Rabbi said to Abaya, no. Because actually the case over there, although it says, Shle'ich v'le'she'esh, Shle'eshta, it's actually the other way around. Hasam, there the Mishnah was talking about, Da'amah Shle'eshta. He first swore, I swear I'm not going to drink. V'hadar'amah Shle'eshta. Then he went and said that I'm not going to eat. Oh, because what we said before, the shti b'chlal achila isa. Yeah, drinking is included in eating, because eating is the more general thing, and with eating you drink. Achila b'chlal shti alesa. But eating is not included in drinking. So when he first made an oath, I'm not going to drink, that's one. When he then said, I swear I'm not going to eat, that's a separate one. That was not included in shtiya. So when then you eat and drink, that's going to be two separate violations of a shvua for drinking and for eating. But you're right, as the Gemara actually asks, wait, says Abaya, but Aval Amar Shvush La'ich B'Shle'esta, but let's say it was the way the simple reading of our Mishnah was. Let's say you're saying, as Abaya to Rava, if a guy says, I swear I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink, V'achav V'shas, and then he eats and he drinks, Samai, what would Alochem in that case, says Abaya to Rava, in the Chai V'Lachas, you would agree then that he would only be liable for one, because if once he says, I'm not going to eat, drinking is included. And when he says, I'm not going to drink, you can't make another Shvu already, you already were Usser from the words, I'm not going to eat. So then, as Abaye, Yachib, if that's the case, and now the Tani Reisha, then instead of the Reisha, the Mishnah opening up with a case of Shvush La'echel, I swear I'm not going to eat. And as the Mishnah described, V'achel V'shase, he ate and he drank, so the Mishnah said, In the Chayv al-Ach, it's only liable for one, because you're saying, Shti is B'chla Achila. But listening, let it say a bigger chiddush. Let it just say, it should have said, if a guy, I swear I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink. Still in chayav al-achas, he's only going to be liable for one. Even though he specified the drinking, which is actually the second case of a Mishnah, but Rav is switching it around and saying, no, the second case of the Mishnah was, I swear I'm not going to drink, then eat. But eat and then drink. So then, you're right, shti was already b'chal achili, only mechayav one. So say that is the opening case of the Mishnah. And for sure, if he only says, I swear I'm not going to eat, then for sure he'll only be liable for one and not on two. But according to you, that shti is b'chal achili, the Mishnah should have said a bigger chiddush and saying that even if you say, I'm not going to eat and I'm not going to drink, you still only chayav one. So Ella rather says the Gemara a different approach. You're right. Lo'ilim k'degetani, it's actually the contrasting case, the second case of the Mishnah, was as we learn it, not as Rava tried amending by saying he first said shalei eshta and then shalei echol. No, it's as it is. He said, "I swear I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to drink." But then the question was, so then it's the drinking was already forbidden when you said I'm not going to eat because drinking is included in eating. So then, how is the second shvua I'm not going to drink be included in the to be chal? It's already you're already liable for the drinking from the eating. And that says the Gemara, Vashani Acha, no, still here it's different. Why? Why is it different? Shti is already b'chal achila. How's the chal another one to be chayv to? Kiven da amashla eichom, since he already said I'm not going to eat. V'hada amashla eshte, but then he goes and says I'm not going to drink. What do you mean? Why are you saying not going to drink? You already made yourself forbidden from the eating. Goli adaiti, he's revealing his intention. Da'ach achil da amah, this that he said he's not going to eat, achila grey dasi, meant only eating. How do we know that? Because he said I'm not going to drink. If you're eating meant eating and drinking, then why are you saying not drinking? Obviously, when you said I'm not going to eat, I meant only eating, and you said I'm not going to drink, I meant only drinking, and therefore when you eat and drink, you're going to be chayv two, one for the shvua of not eating, and one for the shvua of not drinking. So although yes, generally shti is b'chal achila, it still doesn't contradict the fact that usually shvua is not chal and shvua, because he's revealing that his initial wording, I'm not going to eat, did not mean I'm not going to eat, meaning, yeah. Like Shmuel's halacha, the previous stuff. If you're saying, I swear I'm not going to eat, drinking's going to be included and forbidden. But what you're saying, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink, must be that then the eating meant only eating and not drinking. Amar Vashi says, Masnit Nami Deka, continuing to try to bring proof to the halacha of Shmuel, the previous stuff, a precise reading of our Mishnah also indicates that drinking is included in eating. What's called Shtiyah Bechla Achila. Why? Our Mishnah said, Shvur Shlo Echel. If someone says, I swear I'm not going to eat, then he eats things which are not fit to be eaten. Or he drinks beverages which are not fit to be drunk. Pater, so then he's going to be exempt. Because it has to be something of eating, which is generally a thing that's edible. Now, the inference is, but if he drank something which was fit to be drunk, then he's going to be liable. But why? He only said in that case, I swear I'm not going to eat. Why would he be chayv if he drank something which is fit to be drunk? Obviously, shti is b'chal achila. So Rosh Hashanah says, no, dimma amatarti. Maybe it's tuma where he said both. Shvush la'ichel and shvush la'eshta. I swear I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink. Just like many times the Gemara says, tana kiruchla, he has to say the whole thing. It was just giving an example. If I swear I'm not going to eat, or, which wasn't said, but meant, or I'm not going to drink, then it's only if it's something which is generally eaten or that a person drinks, but if it's something that's not, then you're going to be pater, but it's not tomat where you said only shla'echel, it's also where you said shla'esht, and therefore there's no raya from our Mishnah. Now the Mishnah said, shvu shla'echel, if someone says, I swear I'm not going to eat, va'achel paschit, and then he eats wheat bread and barley bread and spelt bread, chulu, etc. The Mishnah said, you're only going to be liable for one. You say, not going to eat, includes all types of food items, all one violation of that shvua. But the Mishnah said, if let's say he specified, I swear I'm not going to eat wheat bread and barley bread and spelt bread, and then he eats them all, he's chayv a separate shvua on each one of those. Which we had referenced this in the previous daf, that's the halacha b'shvua, each one is considered a separate chiyuv of chatas. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, why is it that he's going to be liable a separate shvua on each one of those loaves of bread, of the barley and the spelt and the wheat? But Vidilma, maybe this that he specified and he went through and he said, he didn't just leave it, I swear I'm not going to eat. He went through and said wheat, barley, and spelt. Maybe it wasn't, as it seems like the Mishnah's halacha is saying, to increase his oaths, to make each one individual oath. No, maybe it was lemifter nafshe. He was actually coming to exempt himself from this oath, machr neyasakasi, from other types of food items. In other words, if he would have just left it, I swear I'm not going to eat, so then he would have been forbidden in all types of foods and all types of breads. Maybe when he went and specified barley bread and oat bread and spelt bread and wheat bread was to actually to diminish the oath and say only these things and not everything. How do you know it was to add on and say each one an individual oath? Says the Gemara, no, it can't be. Because if that was his intention, Havale lemeima, he should have said, I swear I'm not going to eat chitin v'sa'urin v'kusman, wheat spelled on barley. Why did he say the word pas by each one? Pas chitin, pas sa'urin, pas kusman is to differentiate and to individuate, to say that each one is its own separate shvuah. Well, that the Gemara says, but Vadilma, but maybe had he said it the way you're describing, by just saying chitin, kusman, and sa'urin, that would have sounded like lachos, that he's making forbidden, that he's not even going to chew the grains themselves of the wheat, the barley, and the spelt. But sounds like then he would have been permitted in bread. Maybe the reason why he said pas was to say that what he's making prohibited on himself is bread, not just the kernels themselles. So the Gemara, no, because the Havalei Lameima, if he wanted to say that it's bread that he's forbidding on himself, he should have said pas, he should have used the word bread, pas chit mis'ar mekusman. Bread that's wheat or barley or spelt, why do you have to say the word pas by each one? Obviously to say a separate shvuah on each one. That the Gemara says no. But Vidilma, maybe had he said it like that, it would have sounded like pas chitin lechel. The prohibition of eating of bread is of wheat, because that's the first one, pas chitin. And then sa'ir mekus melachas, then that would have sounded like, but barley and spelt is even chewing it, just the grain themselves. No, the Gemara says no, because still the Havalei Lameima should have said pas chitin, wheat bread, vishel sa'ir, and of barley, vishel kusman, and of spelt, which since he's saying the word vishel, sounds like it's going back on the bread. So you would know bread. Why do you have to say by each one pas? Obviously, it's to say a separate shvuah on each one. But the Gemara still asks, as we continue to base. But Vidilma, maybe if he would have said it like that, that pas chitin, vishel sa'ir, and vishel kusman, it would have sounded like alidei tarayvis. Only if he eats, he's only forbidding on himself to eat a bread that's multigrain, that's a mixture of all these different types. I swear I'm not going to eat wheat bread that's of barley, that's of spelt. But it would have sounded like that, however, each one individually, just wheat or just barley or just spelt, would actually be permitted. So you couldn't have said it that way. So who said the words pas are extra to make a separate shvuah on each one? And that's something we know, because Ema, he should have said, v'chein shel sa'ir. He should have said, I swear I'm not going to eat wheat bread, and also of barley bread, v'chein shel kusman, also of spelt. Pas lomali. Why do you have to use the word bread by each one individually? Shema min al-chalak, from that we can infer, because he wanted to separate each one as a separate shvuah, and that's why he's chayv kol echad v'echad. Similarly, the Mishnah went on and said, shvuah shlei eshta. It also made the same contrast, not just for eating, but also drinking. Guy says, I swear I'm not going to drink. V'shosem mashkin harmony, he drinks many different types of beverages, of liquids, in the chayv al-ach is only liable for one, because they're all included in the prohibition of drinking. Chulu, etc. But let's say he specifies, I swear I'm not going to drink honey and oil and wine, and then he drinks each one of them, then he's chayv on each one. Now, that the Gemara asks, well, I don't understand. Bishlam ha'asam, we could understand the previous case of the eating with the bread. The Amrit miyatra le pas pas l'chayubi said that because there were extra words, why do you have to use the word pas? That was coming to say that each one should be a separate chayv. Alahach over here by drinking, mahava le lemem, what should he have said? Maybe when, as we had said the original question in the previous case, maybe the reason why he specified the wine and the honey and the oil was not to say separate chiyuv on each one, was just to actually exempt himself from drinking anything else. The fact that he mentioned these three, there was no extra words. By the grains, we agreed that was a good question, but we said, but as extra words of pas. Here he didn't say an extra word. What should he have said? He was saying honey, didn't say another word related to that, and he had to specify so that he's exempt on all the other ones. How do you know it was to make a separate chiyuv on each one of these beverages? So now Amar Papa says, you're right, but hacha b'menachan l'fan avaskin. And here, in the case of the beverages, we're talking about that the beverages were in front of him. He should have said, I swear I'm not going to drink these. Why did he specify and say the names of them? Oh, to say that there's separate shvuah on each one. On that the Gemara asks, but v'dilma, but maybe, had he said it in the words that you just described, I would have said, elu hu delei shasina, only these liquids right here on the table he's not going to drink. But achrin is shasina, but another one from the same type, he is going to drink if it's not the one on here on the table. But he wanted to make this on each one. How do you know that it's to make a separate issa, maybe just to exempt from all other types? El rather says the Gemara, no, because the Amar, he should have said, shavua delei shasina kagayin elu. I swear I'm not going to drink like the things over here, which sounds like from this type. Why did he say each one individually? To say a separate chiyuv on each one. The Gemara still asks on that one. No, Dilma, maybe had he said that, it would have sounded like kagayin elu delei shasina. Only things which are like these ones, meaning like the same measurements as the one on this table, that I'm making myself forbidden on. But if it's less than this amount, or more than this amount, I will drink. But he wanted to make himself totally forbidden from this type. Maybe that's why he had to just mention it by name of Dvash, Yayin, and Shem. And how do you know it's to make a separate Isra on each one? It says, no, because Ela Kugain the Amar, rather, it's for example, like he says, he should have said, I swear I'm not going to drink from these types, from these species. From the fact that he doesn't say that, which that would have included what he wants him to say forbidden, he said each one by name to say there's a separate shvu on each one. The Gemara still asks on that. The Dilma min Eluhu Dleshasina, maybe if he says it like that, it would sound like only this type I'm not going to drink. But Ha'inu Gufaya Shasina, but these themselves I will, meaning stuff like this, this min I'm not going to drink. But these in front of me I will drink. So now the Gemara says no, because Ema should say, he should have said, Shalai Eshta Elu Uminayu. He should have said, if the drinks were in front of him, this wine, this oil, and this honey, he should have said, I swear I'm not going to drink from these and from things like this, which that would have included all these types and excluded all other types of beverages. Why did he have to go ahead and name them by name? Oh, that's why the halacha of the Mishnah was saying is Yimichayv in each one individually. That's one approach for this halacha of the liquids. Rav Acha bar Dav Ika Amar, he gives a different approach. He says the case is talking about, but Mesarav bei Chaver Eskin, we're talking about where his friend is pushing him, pressing him to drink with him. Damalai, where he tells him, Bai vishasi mi yayin v'shem and dvash, come with me, drink me with wine and oil and honey. Now, the Hayaloi Laimer, where the guy who was being trying to be, you know, peer pressured into drink with him, he should have said, no, shvuash lai eshtimcha, I swear I'm not going to drink with you. Which he didn't have to specify what he's not going to drink with him, because when he's swearing, it's regarding what the guy's trying to push him into doing. Yayin v'shem and dvash lamali, why do you have to specify, I swear I'm not going to drink the wine and the oil and the honey? He specified each one individually to say a separate shvuah on each one. Now the Gemara brings a related discussion, which we'll come back to this halacha. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there in the Mishnah later on, the Vlamavav and the Beis, in the context of shvuas hapikad. Up until now, we're basically discussing shvuas bitui, which is an oath of saying, I will eat, I will not eat, I did eat, I didn't eat, or shvuas shav, which is an oath in vain, saying regarding a woman that I swear that she's a man, whatever it is. But then there's a shvuas called shvuas hapikad, which is someone says, hey, I gave you that thing to watch from me, a deposit, give it back to me. The guy says, I don't know what you're talking about. And he swears, I don't have this deposit. So there's a separate halacha of shvuas habakadon when he swears falsely in that context. So the Mishnah there talks about if the claimant says, Tenli chitin v'sa'arin mekus m'sheyesh l'biotcha, give me back the wheat, the barley, and the spelt that you have for me, that I gave to you as a deposit to watch me. So the guy says, shvuas she'en l'cha biyadiklum, I swear you, there's nothing that you have by me. And then it turns out that he was lying. So he's chayiv for the shvuas hapikadon. Now, loch is in the chayiv al-achas. He's only liable for one violation of the shvuas hapikadon because he said it in one statement, I swear I don't have anything. And that he lied about. So he's chayiv and shvuas hapikadon. But let's say he said shvuas she'en l'cha biyadi chitin v'sa'arin v'kusmin. Let's say he delineated. He specified. It says, I swear I don't have by me not the wheat, not the barley, not the spelt. Oh, then the Mishnah says chayva kol achas v'achas. Here he specified each one individually. So he means chayva a separate shvuas habikadon on each one of these items that he specified. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, Amar Bichan said regarding that halacha, he said afila pruta mikula mitzarefes. Even a pruta from all of them together will combine to be chayiv on a shvu, because the minimum of shvuas habikadon, the monetary halacha, has to be the lowest denomination of currency, which is a pruta. So he's not talking about that you'd be chayv on each one individually, if it's less than a pruta, but rather to be chayv one carbon ashem is if, let's say, a third of a pruta, and a third of a pruta, and a third of a pruta of the chit and sa'ir and kusman, he was denying, and it turns out there's a pruta of all three together, they will combine for him to be chayv one carbon ashem for the shvuas hapikad. That's Rabbi Yechon's halacha on that Mishnah. Now, says the Gemara, this is all leading up to the question we're going to have, pligi ba Rav Acha Ravina, there's a machlik Rav Acha and Ravina, regarding two components. One regarding the Mishnah's halacha of being chayva kol achas va'achas, when we said that in the Sefer you can be chayva on each one, the chit and sa'ir and kusman, a separate chiv, and regarding Rabbi Yechon's halacha that you could combine to be the pruta's worth from the chit and sa'ir and kusman altogether. Rav Acha and Ravina disagrees regarding how to interpret that. Chadamer, one of them says, Aproti Michayev. You're only going to be Chayev for the specifics of each one individually, meaning one carbon for Chidin, one for Sa'arim, one for Kosman. A Kloli Lemachayev. You're not going to be liable for the whole entire rejection of that Pekadin. Meaning, when the Mishnah said, in the case of the Sefer, when he says, I swear I don't have Chidin, Sa'arim, Kosman, and the Mishnah said, he's Chayev a Kol Achas, a separate liability for each one individually is going to be a total of 3 karbanis ashram and not 4. Meaning, we don't say when he first said, I swear she'en l'cha b'yudi that you don't have by me, we don't say that's considered its own oath by itself. And that when he then specifies wheat, barley, and spelt, that that's coming to differentiate and say their own, which would be a total of 4, that we don't say. Rather, when he was saying, Shvur she'en l'cha b'yadi, when he says, I swear that you don't have by me, was going on what he was about to say, which is going on the wheat, barley, and spelt. Moreover, when Rabbi Yechonet says that a pruta from all of them will combine to be chayav or karban ashman shvur sepikadon, was only going in the case of the reisha. The reisha said that when he says, I swear I don't have anything, he didn't specify, so the Mishnah says the only chayav on achas, that's Rabbi Yechonet was saying, when they're all one denial, then they're going to combine together, if let's say a third of a pruta and a third of a pruta of the chit and sarin and kusman are all together, then you could combine together to be chayav. Or regarding the case of the seifa, where each one, each type, wheat and barley and spelt, are their own independent shvuas, so then if each type doesn't have a shava pruta of denial, then he's not going to be chayav, there they will not combine. That's what one opinion holds. The chad amar, the other one, be it either Ravach or Ravina, holds, no, a kloli nami mechayav, that the liability of the Mishnah was both on the general concept of denial of the Pekadon and a separate one on all the specific ones. Meaning when the Mishnah said he's going to be chayav kol achas v'achas in the Sefer, held that he's going to be liable for 4 karbanis ashem. Because when he said shvur she'en l'cha b'yadi was a general statement. And that's including all of them together. When he then specified, that was taking a separate oath on each species by itself. So that makes for a total of 4 oaths. So too, the statement of Rabbi Yechanan would even, according to this opinion, have been on the, meaning it would have been on the Reisha, which it says in the Chayav al-Achas, which that the previous Amar agreed to. But this Amar holds it even goes on the Sefer. When it said, you're going to be Chayav on each type, you're going to be Chayav on each type and on the general oath. Because whereas regarding all the specific oaths, obviously you can't interpret that because if each one doesn't have a Shava Pruta, one's not going to be chayv because you have to have a denial of money and money's only considered you have a Shava Pruta. But this Amara holds, it could even be going on the case of the Sefer in regards to the general oath, which that's inclusive of all of them. If there's a combination of the Chid and Sarim and Kusman to be a denial, let's say the guy really only had a third of a Pruta of Chid and a third of a Pruta of Kusman, a third of a Pruta of Sarim, which is a total of a pruta from all of them, and he was denying it, and he said, I swear I don't have by me, not wheat, not barley, not spelt, and turns out he had a pruta's worth. He's mechayev on the general shmua of she'en l'cha b'yadi. So therefore that's a relevancy there, machlekes, regarding the statement of the Mishnah, and also regarding, meaning, are you chayev 3 ashram or 4 in the seif, and also regarding Rabbi Yechonin's statement, is that only going in the reisha, or even on the seif. Now this is where we come to the Gemara's question. Hachamai. But over here, in regards to the halacha of our Mishnah, do we say that here too you would have the same machlikas of Ach and Ravina in our Mishnah to say that the person would be chayav for 4 violations? In other words, when the person said, I swear I'm not going to eat, and he specifies wheat, barley, spelt, do we say that he's chayav 1 general shvuah on, I swear I'm not going to eat, and then another 3 on the specifics? Or not, and here we wouldn't have the machlekes Rav Ach and Ravina, because that was the machlekes. You can be chayav 3 or 4 for the general statement. Adam Aravi says, Hachi Hashti, can you compare the 2 halachas shvuas habikadon to our halacha of shvuas bitui? Hasa mechayav aklalo mechayav aprata. Then we could understand the Amora, whichever one of the 2 it was, that said you could be chayav 1 oath on the general statement, and then on each specific individually. Why? Because the ha'i mishtabeya v'ha'i mishtabeya, regarding a shvuas ha'pekadon, when the guy is claiming, hey, give me the deposit that I gave you, and he would swear, I don't have it, and then he would swear again, I don't have it, mechayev tarti, the halach is, he would be liable for 2 separate shvuas. Because every single time that he swears, he's swearing a denial of money. As the Mishnah teaches in Perek Shavuos HaBekadon, later on, Daf Lamed Vav and Beis, if he swears 5 times and he denies it, he's going to be chayev a carbon on each one individually. So therefore, even when we say that there's a shvuah on the general category and then a shvuah on each one individually, it could make sense that you could be chayiv on the shvuah of each specific individual. However, says Rava, Hacha over here in our Mishnah, when he swears, I'm not going to eat, and he says, what am I not going to eat? Wheat, barley, and spelt. Isa gadaitach isa b'chlola. If you would entertain to say, like that Amari says over there, that the general category of I swear I'm not going to eat would be its own individual oath, which is that he's making himself forbidden on all the types together, then aprati amai mechayev, then why would he be liable a separate oath on each specific type by itself? But mushbe va'imidu, he would really be considered having been obligated in his general oath on all the types together. And we know that Allah is in shvur chala shvur. When you already made yourself forbidden on an oath, which he did by the general oath, saying each one specific would not make himself forbidden on each one. So how would you be chayav on each one individually? Obviously, it's because in our case, everyone would agree that you would not be chayav for the general oath of saying shvur shla eichel. Rather, it's here in this case, it's going to be only on the specifics, and that's why you can be chayav a separate one on the chitin, the sa'irin, and the kusm. Now the Mishnah said, shvur shla eichel, it continued, v'chul, and he says, I swear I'm not going to eat. And there's two different types of cases which the Gemara asks as a contradiction. The Gemara says, ha'gufa kasha. There seems to be an internal contradiction in our Mishnah. Because Amrit, you say in our Mishnah, which we started describing, the Mishnah says, shvur shla eichel. Someone says, I swear I'm not going to eat. V'achol eichlin she'enin ruin l'achila. And then he eats things which are not fit to be eaten, or v'shasa mashkin she'enin l'shtir, he drinks things that are not fit to be drunk. Pater is exempt, because that's not included when he says, I'm not going to eat. It means things that are usually edible, not things which are not usually eaten. But then, as the Gemara, v'hadu time, but then the Mishnah says, another case. It says, shvur shla eichel, if someone says, I swear I'm not going to eat. V'achol nevelis, or treyfish, katzim, or masim, he says, I swear I'm not going to eat non-kosher, either because it has a fatal defect, or because it wasn't slaughtered properly, or because one of the vermin that the Torah says is forbidden to eat. Either way, it's a non-kosher item. Chayiv is going to be liable if he eats it. That is the Gemara. Maishna reisha, the pater. Why is the reisha any different, which says you're exempt? Because it's not something that you could usually, it's not something that you eat. It's not something that's usually eaten. Umaishna seifa the chayiv. Then why is the seifa any different that says you're going to be liable? Because the Gemara's assumption is that nevelas, trefas, all these non-kosher things are also oichlin she'in ruinhin. They're also not things which are normally eaten because a Jew doesn't eat non-kosher. So why over there you can be chayiv? It should not be included in the oath of, I swear I'm not going to eat. Says the Gemara, no holokash, that's not a difficulty. In other words, that terminology means to say, if you have no other question, for that I have an answer. Meaning wherever it says that in the Gemara, where holokash, it means to say, but there's a bigger question. If that's your question, that's not difficult. Because Reisha, the first case, when it says your pater is bestam, when he just says, I'm not going to eat. Yeah, just say I'm not going to eat means to say something which is usually eaten. So if you eat something that's not something that's usually eaten, you're going to be exempt. But the sefer which says you're going to be chayiv, hayichayiv on nevela, if that's something that's usually not eaten, is b'mefarish, when he specifies that I swear I'm not going to eat nevela, so then you're going to be chayiv, because he specified. That is the Gemara, but mefarish name gufi tikshi, but even that case itself then is difficult. Even when he specifies, I swear I'm not going to eat nevela, why are you saying he's chayiv, am I? Why? Mush b'mehar sinai hu, but he's already had taken an oath at Har Sinai not to eat nevelas. So it's like the category of Ein Shvur Chala Shvur. How does it help even to be specified that I swear I'm not going to eat Nevela? It should still not be Chash, it should still not take effect. So we quoted this answer and question beforehand. Rav Shmuel v'Rabbi Yechon and Amri, they say, you're right, if a person would swear I'm not going to eat Nevela, it's not going to take effect because you're already forbidden based on the oath of keeping the Torah. It's Tumah b'Koil Dvarim HaMutarim im Dvarim HaMasurim. When he includes in the oath of not to eat, permitted and forbidden items, where he specifies and he says, I swear I'm not going to eat nevelas and shchutas, non-kosher and kosher. Since the shvur takes effect because of the kosher items, so it included in that it already takes effect on the non-kosher items too, and therefore, that's why the Tanna Kama says you're going to be chayv. Whereas Rosh Lakish, I mean, he says no. Yata Moitzi, you cannot find this halacha of the Tanna Kama of being chayv when you swear you're not going to eat. But when you eat nevelas atreifis, ella only if b'mefarish chatzi shir v'aliba d'rabbanan, where if you specified explicitly that I swear I'm not going to eat a half of even a measurement, meaning because the Torah only forbids a shir v'kezayis. Here when he took the oath, he says, I swear I'm not going to eat even less than the kezayis. With their according to Rabban, although generally when you swear you're not going to eat, the Rabban hold it's only in a share of a kezayis, but if you specify, then it will take effect, then it's going to take effect, because that you want mushba v'omim har Sinai, not to eat non-kosher less than the kezayis. Or ibis tam alid Rebbe Kiva, or it could even be told when you didn't specify, but according to Rebbe Kiva, who he agrees, although generally when the Torah says something's forbidden to eat, it means a share of a kezayis, but by oath, as we explained in the previous staff, he holds that there it's going to take effect even on a kosher. Because the Amar Adam Eiser Atzma B'Kosher, he says that a person that says he swears not going to eat is even on a minute amount. So those are two approaches to explain why this case of when you specify that you're going to make yourself forbidden in the Nevela, where although it's a Maichlash in a Royal Achila, then it's going to take effect, again, either through Isser Kail or when you specified, or according to Bekiva, it's always like you specified, that the Shavuot should take effect even less than the Shir of a Kezayis. But now the Gemara asks on these two different answers. Bishlam Rabbi Yechonah Amar Rish Lakish. We know why Rabbi Yechonah did not answer like Rish Lakish's answer, because the Mukim Lo Lemasnitin Kedivrei Hakol. He wanted to explain that our Mishnah could be going like everyone, where although seemingly Rish Lakish is also saying like everyone, just like different cases, but it's not, because had the Mishnah said that Stam, then that would have been not like Rabbanan. And if the Mishnah would have described the case of Mefarish, then that also wouldn't have been like Rabbi Kiva, because that the inference would have been then if you do it Stam, then you're going to be Pater. So either way, we couldn't have just said a Mishnah in the uniform case that would have sounded like everyone's opinion. So therefore the Rabbanan had to say a case that's Tumat Isser Kail. But El Rish Lakish, my time alamik Rabbi Yechonon. But why didn't Rish Lakish say like Rabbi Yechonon to say that it's Tumat Isser Kail, and then he didn't have to say this type of specific case which would be different answers according to Rabbi Kiva or according to the Rabbanan, and then the Mishnah could be like everybody? That Amalach Rish Lakish would tell you, no, Ki Amin Isser Kail, when do we say this Halacha of when there's something that is being prohibited for other things, so then it includes other things which are already prohibited already in that Isser? That's only as we continue to talk about Dalv Aman Aleph, the Isser Habame Elov, by a prohibition which comes by itself. For example, let's say someone that eats a non-kosher, a not slaughtered animal on Yom Kippur, where there you have a machlekes Rabbanan and Reb Shimon, where the Rabbanan hold that you can be chayav akar machatas because of Yom Kippur, meaning, even though it was already forbidden to eat as an avela before Yom Kippur, and generally we say that ein esachal lissa, so you shouldn't be liable for eating on Yom Kippur, because it's already forbidden to eat it because of an avela, and that's where Rish Lakish says, we say the halacha of Isser Kail, because Yom Kippur will take effect. Why? Because before Bein HaShemashes, this person was forbidden to eat nevela, but he's permitted to eat slaughtered meat. Then when Yom Kippur starts, since this person becomes forbidden in slaughtered meat because Yom Kippur, so he also now, including that, becomes forbidden also even the nevela meat because of Yom Kippur. Which that's the Isser Kail, which is coming by itself, because Yom Kippur happens automatically. In contrast, the Isser Habal De'atzma, an Isser that comes through the person himself, for example, like what we're talking about, the Isser of Shvuah, which is coming through his own speech, this is Rish Lakish Lo Yamrina, then we don't say the Halacha of Isser Kail, and therefore he couldn't say like Rabbi Yechonon. But again, those are the two different approaches to explain the answer to the contradiction. Well, although the Gemara is assuming that Nevela is Michael Shein Ro, and the Mishnah said, wait, if you eat Michael Shein Ro, you're Pater, then why would you eat Nevela, you're Michaev? Those are two different approaches where Rabbi Yechonon says either through Isser Kail, where Rish Lakish doesn't like that because it's Isser Habal De'atzmoy, or like Rish Lakish says, where it's either that you specified a chatzis shir, which that's not that you weren't mitzvah v'ayis, so that wasn't already mushbav mahar Sinai, or according to Rabbi Kiva, when you say it's dam, which Rabbanan didn't like that, because again, then you wouldn't the Mishnah wouldn't be going according to everybody in a uniform case.